5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, oh, there's only so much more of this I can do.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, Fat, yep. We keep getting these superb days in the world's best city and there's bugger all we can do with them. What the hell? No wind, no clouds, beautiful bright sunshine, 1,000 things we should be doing, but we're in isolation.
We are, and please, people who are listening, don't all go down to the beach today or this weekend.
No.
We don't want what happened in Bondi in Sydney.
We don't.
We don't want that.
Take it seriously.
Yes, Jim.
All right, Fat. I'll tell you what we got coming up today. I like the look of it a lot. Bernard Vince.
Bernard.
Our man Bernard. And isn't his media bandwagon starting to roll?
Is it? What?
Jeez.
In the back of Andrew Jarman.
Gigs everywhere. And also Brag Artist. We chat to the family. Love that on a Friday. Yes. So a very nice show. But hello to you, Fat Boy.
G'day, Jimmy Boy. Great to be with you. And g'day to you, Little Rabs.
What are them birds called, Bill?
Tawny, frogmouth, or mopoke?
Well, he needs to get out to Blackburn because they're everywhere.
Oh. What?
You said...
They're everywhere.
Brad, this one here, this is the very rare Sandringham broadmouth.
They're not rare.
Oh.
They're very far from rare.
Very far from rare.
They're rare, the ones that are around my joint.
Have you
haven't seen it for a while.
I was going to say.
No.
Haven't seen it.
I think it's buggered off. It's coronavirused.
Coronavirus.
It has. It's taken off.
It's got it. Hey, Jim, what is good? And I think you spoke about it before when we had our little meeting. Hey? No. Oh, g'day, Rabs. I'm talking to Jill.
Oh, no. Rabbits is just interrupting our show.
No. And he's looking straight at me. I'm looking past you to Jill.
What's wrong with
Rabbits? Don't do that.
Rabbits.
Jeez.
Get your act together.
Then everyone's out. And you've got to be careful of this also.
Obviously.
But people are out walking.
I was this morning.
Dog, and you run into people.
You do.
And you stay your distance.
You've got to do a big arc around them. But they're out and about, and so they should be.
And I'll tell you what else, Jim. I'm not a cook. I've never cooked in my life.
No, you are not.
But the last 4 nights I've cooked.
Yes.
I've acted because I'm at home.
And on your own.
On my own. So I've cooked.
Well,
I can't believe
cooked
it.
Cooked or just heated stuff up?
Calamari. I had to cook that on the barbecue, Jim.
Nice.
3 minutes each side.
Yes.
And then a bit of chicken schnitzel. I heated that up. But I put a steak out the night to cook. So I'm enjoying that part of it, Jim.
Well, I read the coronavirus pain has struck the Langer home.
Oh.
Justin Langer, of course. 4 beautiful daughters.
He has.
And 3 of them are out of work.
Yes.
As of this week.
Oh, that's a pain.
Welcome to my world.
Exactly.
Bill, already the texts are coming through from my lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a car, Rego. Oh, I got this, I got that. Bill, I tell you what kids don't do.
No.
And the kids, I'm talking 25, 23, my two. They do not save a cent.
No.
They've worked full time, both of them, now for a year and a half.
And no money?
Not a cent.
Well,
like, Bill.
Yes.
Well, you'd think you'd put some away.
No.
You'd go, you know what, of the amount I earn, I'll put some away so that if a rainy day were to strike, I've got some.
And guess
Both of them this week, nada.
And it's raining, Jim, at the minute.
Because, of course, it's torrential.
Guess what I got hit up for the other day? A coffee machine off Lucy. She's put it and wants me to pay for it.
Of course they do.
And the pods.
Of course they do.
Dear.
Yeah, look, Dad, I've got the car rego.
Oh,
I'm like, yep. And?
Yeah. Mate, I tell you what they can do, Jim, because there are some Australian companies out there still hiring.
Oh, go on.
Still hiring.
Let me take a wild guess.
Righto.
Woolworths and Coles?
Woolworths, yes. They need more hands on deck.
Of course they do.
So they're hiring Coles.
Stack dunny paper.
You know what? Coles announced they would be recruiting 5,000 casual team members.
Well, both of those companies, as you remember, in the last 18 months have been in real strife.
They have.
Now this is boom time.
5,000, Jim. Mm. And Aldi too. You can go to Aldi and get a job there.
Yep.
Domino's.
Oh.
Everything's falling into place for Domino's.
Oh, no. What about that? A real poxy starting up one. A real poxy early one.
2,000 they're looking for.
Right?
Delivery drivers.
Yes.
So there's a job there, Jim.
Of course, because people can't go and do it themselves.
7-Eleven are looking for people there.
Yes.
Centrelink. Ooh,
they will need them.
Plenty of work there, Jimmy boy. They need 5,000 staff members. Were they going to hire? BHP, if you're into that, Jim, the mining company.
Yep.
1,500 people they're looking for, so you can be a truck driver, a excavator operator,
and even
a diesel mechanic, a boiler maker. What's a
boiler maker?
What's a boiler maker?
You become a boiler maker, fat.
What do boiler makers do?
People that make boils.
The gym. Don't. What does a boiler maker do?
I'm telling you, I was looking in online today.
Yeah.
The virus fallout in the States. Did you see that graph? Did you see it, rabbits?
Hang on, I haven't finished.
It's unbelievable. The unemployed there is like 40 times what they experienced at the height of the GFC.
I know.
It's outrageous what's going on. 30, and the same here.
33,000, I think, applied for it this week. Yep. Telstra, Jim, they're looking for call centres there, so you can take the calls. And farms. People are still picking fruit and veggies, so you can go out to the farm. So there is a little bit of work still out there, some positive stuff, Jimmy boy. But the United States have just gone past everyone to be the worst cases, aren't they? The worst infected cases.
Well, not only infected, but their economy, which has been on the mend, is in all sorts. Boilermakers, fat, make large containers that house gases or liquids such as oil. That's what a boilermaker does, just so that so as that you know. Any sport rap, by the way?
But it doesn't. Normally, if you're a builder, you know what a builder does.
Well, I've just told you what it does.
In electrician, you know what an electrician or a plumber is to do with plumber.
I've just told you.
But if you say boilermaker, it's got nothing to do with what you just said, which is, it's like Bayswater, Jim. Guess what?
But Bill, these microphones in front of you are on.
I reckon you
miss working
4 or 5 words out of every sentence.
Yep. No question.
But Bayswater, there's no water in Bayswater.
Oh, my God.
So that's stupid.
That's completely different. That's a suburb, not a profession.
I'm just saying the sound of things should be what they are.
Install and repair closed vats, other large vessels or containers that hold liquids and gases. That's what a boilermaker does, fat.
But it's got nothing to do with boilermaker.
Have we got any sport?
Yes, your cousins.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
What's your nephew's up to now?
I don't know.
Gus is making...
I can't be held responsible.
He's the CEO, president chairman of Barbecue Onions.
What is he doing?
Is he cooking onions?
No, no.
Because he loves onions.
No, there's something wrong with him. But there's always been something wrong with him. This is not a new thing.
He eats them for breakfast, lunch, and
what
two
is he on about? We're getting
Gus.
Him on.
Yeah,
sometime in the next week, we're getting him on to find out what's happened to him. I think that helmet, the plastic out of it, has seeped into his head.
He thinks he's a chef, Jim. And there are coaches' votes for round one.
Oh, no. Yes. Jeez.
Dion Prestia. Didn't he have a good game the other night, if you remember?
Meatball.
Brody Grundy, of course. He got the 9 votes
game.
Mm-hmm. Travis Boak, 10.
We're going a long way back.
Jack Viney got 8 votes over there against West Coast.
Were you reading him like Dennis Cometti? You turned yourself into Dennis.
Yes, I have a centimetre perfect. Dylan Scheel in our game that we watched him. Rory Lobb was very good. He got the 8. Isaac Heaney
now. Can you give us a bit of raps?
Harry Perryman against the Cats.
Yes.
Mitch Duncan got the votes too. Yeah, good on him. And Chad Wingard. He had a good finish to the season.
Bill's just reading these as we're on air.
And as surprised by the results as we are.
And Feathers Cunningham.
Who?
Or Cunnington.
Even.
He got the votes on Feathers.
Yeah, just get his name right even. Yeah. That'd work.
Exactly. That'd be good.
So that's a pretty sort of ordinary sports rap there.
No, it's not bad.
Not great. Well, no. Anyway.
And already we've seen a fallout with the coronavirus, Jim. Northern Blues, who were the Preston Footy Club, have been around for 100
long time.
40 years, I reckon, have now called it quits, or Carlton have called it quits with them. So that's a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Josh Fraser has been given the flick there. He's been the coach of the Northern Blues.
All right. Time to try and pick this show up a bit, I reckon, because that last 5 minutes was
real crap.
It was just flatlining.
And racing's back. That's the biggest story, Jim. I should have led with it.
Bernard Vince is going to join us next.
He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from
a man who won a best and fairest at 2 separate clubs, the Adelaide Crows and the Melbourne Football Club, of course, 229 of the finest. Hello to you, Bernard.
Hello, boys. I was hoping you may have lost that song when I brought it up last year, but that's going to stick, that one, isn't it?
I think it's there. What have you been up to, please? We haven't come across you yet.
Yeah, well, I'm doing your role, actually, into South Australia. I'm doing the rush hour over there at the moment, so continuing that. We're on 5:30 to 7 over there, doing it with Andrew Jarman, which is always a bit of a test because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth, whether it depending on what day. So, but no, it's been good fun, mate, that, and just sort of locking down at the moment, bit of a home isolation, spend a bit of family time, so it's been good.
With baby Harvey, of course, and the lovely app. How's Harv going?
Yeah, he's going well. He's flat out now. He's walking, so he's into everything, and he just can't stimulate his brain enough. He might take after me a little bit. He's pulling drawers open and ripping everything out. You've got to keep your eye on him 100% of the time. So, no, he's keeping our hands full, that's for sure.
Now, you played in a grand final in the cricket. You've played in about 10 of them, haven't you, for Stansbury?
Yeah, I've played in a fair few of them. Unfortunately, it was the first one I've lost, though. Recently, we got beaten by a far better team, but our top order sort of let us down a little bit, Jim.
Well, you were betting four. It's my understanding that you were in third ball.
You couldn't.
It's not a good sign. No. When you're batting four, and what I thought I did, we come off fielding, they made just about 200, and I thought, oh, we could potentially get these. I sit down and I think, oh, I'm going to have a good rest here. This will be good. I'll watch the openers bat for a while. First ball of the day, gone, wicket. And I thought, geez, that's not a great start. No. Anyway, I'm in, put my pads on, and I hear a humongous shout. And you know, the,
got it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I had one pad on, and I couldn't find my box.
Oh, no.
Couldn't find my box. And you know, you have those dreams. I always have these weird dreams about not being able to find my box and batting.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, I was thinking, oh, no, this is a dream. My dream's coming true, but I didn't want it to come true. Anyway, I ended up fine. It was in my helmet under my gloves, but I didn't even realise I was facing a hat-trick ball. Third ball of our innings.
And two for none. You walk out there, so blokes on a hat-trick. What happened?
Well, I got a little inside edge and a massive appeal. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't get the inside edge, I was gone too, boys. So, and bowler wasn't doing too much with the ball. It was just, I think we're all just a bit in shock.
And how many did you get?
I ended up getting 70-odd, mate. So, but, yeah, we were never really in the hunt when we lost our two best batsmen up the top, first two balls. So the occasion just got to them a little bit, Bill.
We played a tour match against England at the Adelaide Oval once, and we were two for none, and I was the second wicket to four, but that was off three balls. Paul Nobes was out first ball of the innings, and then I faced a ball and survived that, Bernard, and then was caught at second slip off the third ball.
Backing away.
Number four, that's how long.
Jamie Siddons, batting number four, was out third ball of the innings. We were two for none.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So it can happen, and don't worry, I didn't make 70. I made naught.
You would have. And our favourite show on Fox is The Bounce, and it's back, and good to see you back last week.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to just have a bit of a laugh when in through these tough times, Bill, as you know. So, we've got a good crew in here. We're going to continue too. We thought we were going to finish when the footy finished, but at this stage, we're going to continue through. So we feel that everyone just needs a bit of a light-hearted laugh at the moment. So tonight we come on 9:30 tonight after I think they're playing the replay of a Essendon Sydney prelim from back in the day. I think when maybe plug and lock it kicks a point.
Yes, the point after the siren. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so 96.
Yeah, they're doing some flashback sort of footy stuff. So we come on after that, and it's going to be a good show. I've seen the run sheet, so it's going to be a bit of a laugh. And we cut to some players, what they're doing in isolation, and a bit of ourselves in isolation. So tune in, it'll be a good laugh.
Well, Bernard, I've looked at the promo shots for Bounce, one of our favourite shows, of course. And it looks like in the off-season, Gazy's head's got bigger and Chief's body's got bigger. What's the Chief been eating?
Correct. I'll tell you what, when we get food in here, he just tells us what we can and can't have, and he just takes the rest. And Gazy's head, I'll tell you what, it does. It's getting bigger and his shoulders are getting thinner.
Looks like Richard Wilkins.
It does. He's got something wrong. Like his body's shrinking as his head's expanding, Gazy.
It's weird.
Bernie and Jim, that game that you just announced to us all, that was supposed to be kept secret.
Bill?
Oh, was it?
I didn't know. I just was running with Bern.
It's happening in an hour anyway, so it's fine.
It's coming on. There's just a little teaser. I remember it well, Bill, because, of course, the Swans then went into the grand final next week.
Yeah, and?
Weren't quite good enough.
No, weren't quite good
against
enough.
Against the mighty Kangaroos, Bernard.
Yes. I thought you'd remember that one.
I do remember that. Now, Bern, we love chatting to you. Enjoy the rush hour over there in... Oh, you're staying around?
No, he's in next week.
Oh, in here?
Yeah.
I am next week. I'm coming in, boys.
Well, good. We'll socially distance, but it'll be good to catch up with you.
Can't wait, boys. See you later.
Well done.
It is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy on Triple M.
Now, the show for the first week and a half has been sponsored by Sorbent Wipes.
Yes.
Because last year, Bill, I told you how good these things are. Yeah. That they've reinvented your toilet experience.
Exactly.
And we heard last year from very high up at Sorbent,
they
brought in some wipes and said, we appreciate the endorsement. Right. So we come back on air this year.
Yeah.
Wipes are pretty hard to find.
Very hard to find.
So I say, well, where's our man? And we hid his name because we didn't want him getting smashed because people all around Melbourne are trying to get their hands on him as well.
Yeah.
So we branded him Wipes McGee.
Wipes McGee.
Where's our man Wipes McGee when we need him? Because we need some wipes. You can't get them anywhere.
From Sorbent.
Anyway, turns out, Bill, Wipes has left Sorbent.
Oh, no.
He's gone over to Perth and working in a different industry.
And listening to us on podcasts.
So therefore, we can reveal that his name's Danny. We didn't want to do that if he was still at Sorbent, but he isn't. He's now in Perth working somewhere else, and his name's Danny, and he joins us now. Danny.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Hey, Wipes. How are you?
Very, very well over in this fair city of Perth.
We needed, just when we needed you, Wipes, you buggered off.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jim, but I did hear on the podcast, as you mentioned, that your freckle's a bit precious.
Dan, never in this hour of need have I needed wipes more than I need them at the minute, and you cannot buy them for love nor money.
No, it's a crazy time, isn't it? The demand's gone through the roof, and I wonder when we look back through this crisis and people look back and go, did I really need those 800 rolls of toilet paper to get me through?
Spot on. What? How is Perth, by the way, over there? In lockdown?
Well, the schools are now pretty well closed up. Still a bit strange, obviously, as I'm sure it is for you guys.
Yep.
But, look, it's a balmy 29 degrees outside at the moment. I think it's the first day it's been below 30 for a while.
Mm, nice.
Now, Wipes.
Wipes.
We couldn't actually give a stuff about the weather in Perth. I want you to tell me where the hell I can get my hands on the Sorbent Wipes that I've been using now. I've been at the vanguard of putting this product on the map, and now they've wiped me like a dirty ass.
Jim, you've been a great ambassador for a while.
Yes.
So, look, I've still got some good mates inside Sorbent, and they are going to look after you.
Good.
At the moment, stock is a little short, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Yeah, come.
But look, Jim, what I've been able to do is rustle up a bunch of packs from over here.
Good.
And I'm going to shoot them across to you straight away.
Brilliant. Now, in all seriousness, your old mates at Sorbent, what the hell? They must have, they must be shaking their head thinking, what is going on?
What has happened?
Yeah, sales are through the roof. The demand for toilet paper at the moment, normally about 25 million rolls a week in the country. At the moment, it's about 75 million rolls a week.
75 million, Bill.
75 million rolls.
A week.
A week.
A week.
So can they keep up with demand, or is it no chance?
No, they can. They will catch up. It's the silly thing is that we in this country make 97% of the toilet paper we need. Most of it is actually made in Australia. There's five manufacturing plants between Quilton, Kleenex and Sorbent.
Yep,
and they'll ramp up production and they'll keep the supply going. So there won't be any issue with getting the stock. It's just at the moment they're caught a bit short as people that are normally buying a couple of packs or a pack are buying five, six, seven packs at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, I couldn't give a stuff about toilet paper. That's although the kids use that. I'm much more selfishly interested in the wipes.
You are the wipes.
And I had them discovered before any bastard even knew they were around. So bugger off and leave them to me. Wipes. Fair enough.
Come on, McGee.
McGee?
They are like gold, aren't they?
Shit, like a gold bar.
It's what you get if you get.
Hey, continue to enjoy the West Wipes. We love chatting to you, and let's hope that a delivery comes soon.
Take care, boys.
Thank you very much.
Time to get the family involved. 133353 style Friday brag artist and fat.
Yes.
I single-handedly carried the Seven Network on my shoulders for the first round of football. Thursday night, highest ratings ever. Ever. A fat.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
No Friday one. Night, Saturday night. Three games in a row, all the highest ratings ever.
You know why, Jim?
Why?
There was no one at the game.
Don't have to point that out! We're talking brag artists here, and that's my... Well, what have you done?
Well, I'll give you a very good brag artist.
Go on.
We closed the pub down, of course. A couple of pubs there, Jim, and we had to put people off. Very unfortunate.
Very like that. I wouldn't be bragging about that.
No, I'm not bragging about that.
Right.
But we did have a lot of things left over, and there was a lot of cartons of milk, and I took 6 cartons home, and guess what I did?
What'd you
next
do?
Next door neighbour, they got kids there, knocked on the door, gave them 2 cartons.
Right.
And then my other next door neighbours gave them 2 cartons, because they got kids.
So you said you had 6 cartons. So
and I kept... I kept one and dropped one.
One so 1-3-5.
That's kind of good.
We were going to carve some time out in this setup to allow Rabbits to give us his brag artist.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
But well, it really wasn't anything. So.
How good he is at pushing the buttons.
Shut that time down.
Pushing the buttons, Jim. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Sorry, guys.
I don't think I've done that in a while.
Yes, you have, Rabs.
When?
And push the table away for Cross.
1-3-5-3.
You've been eating.
Ring us right now. We have Rabbits,
yes.
The single best prizes on radio.
Frothy Fridays. Everyone's in isolation. So we're going to send a slab of St. Andrew's Beach frothies to someone's house.
Nice.
Plus, we've got a tailor-made home putting kit to send away as well. That includes the Trust Putter, a box of Tour Response golf balls, and a 9-foot putting green.
That especially now, Jim, that is the best prize you can win.
You're isolated at home. 1-3-3-5-3, ring us Friday, brag artist.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Billy. We're doing this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday brag artist, Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I turned 50 this week. I've got a 26-year-old wife.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday brag artist.
No, we love Friday brag artist, and Shannon is opening the batting. Brucey Laird from Cranbourne. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, guys.
What have you done, Shano?
So, I run my own disability and mental health business.
Yep.
And we and a lot of companies are shutting down because they're not doing face-to-face.
Yep.
We are still doing face-to-face. We have taken every precaution possible.
Yep. Nice, Shannon. Give the business a plug, please. Yes.
SJB supporter, mentor and coach. If you guys are in lockdown, give us a ring. We are going shopping for anyone. We'll leave it at your front door. We do not care how. We're going to help you. We will help you one way or another.
What's it called?
SJB support and mentoring coach. Disability and mental health.
Nice, Shannon. Well stay done. There like that. Rob in Lang Warren, Fat.
Hey, Robbie.
All right, look, with this potential lockdown business going on with the COVID-19, I'm a delivery driver, so I bought 10 packs of the mini Easter eggs, and if we don't make it to Easter, I'm delivering them to my clients to say happy early Easter for them.
You're so unbelievable.
Good
work.
Bang! That is good.
Like it, Rob.
Well done, you.
That's quality by you. Yeah. Maddie in Phillip Island. Hello, Maddie.
What about Josh?
No, we'll go, Maddie.
All right,
yes,
Maddie.
Mate. Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you got, mate?
Yeah, yeah. You got some hair done.
No. My hair's all good. No, I live down here on Phillip Island, and my son and I and... his workmate Tyler, so my son Zach and Tyler, we've just moved into a new place. So
yes.
What I normally do for them most days is get up, do them a cooked breakfast.
Ooh.
And then I cook them lunch.
Jeez.
I've actually just taken their lunch down to them now, and then we'll cook them dinner. I'll cook them dinner. Oh. And just generally clean up the new house and just take care of the new house.
You're so unbelievable.
There we go.
3 meals a day.
He's cooking. I'm cooking.
Matt's cooking properly. 3 meals a day. Josh, Diamond Creek, I think, was next, Fat, before
right.
You got it out of line. Josh.
Joshy.
How are you?
Good, Joshua.
What do you got for us, Josh?
the Rotary Club at Diamond Creek this weekend, Saturday morning. We've had about 200 to 300 kilos of fresh produce donated, and we're giving it to people in need.
You're unbelievable.
Nice. So that's this weekend, is it? Whereabouts again?
So we're going to be holding it between 9 and 11 tomorrow morning at the Uniting Church in Diamond Creek. So if you're out there and you're in need, pop down and see us. We'll try and sort you out with some fresh fruit, veggies.
Brilliant. Well done, Josh. Stay on the line. That's fantastic. Danny in Melbourne.
Diamond Creek boy. Barry. Barry Denner.
Oh, no, come on. Big Barons.
Barons.
The people's
He'll
caller.
Be there.
Danny in Melbourne, Bill.
Hello, Danny boy.
Danny girl.
Danny girl.
Righto. Sorry, Danny girl. How are you, Danny girl?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, mate.
Brag artist.
I set up a community shelf outside of my house with books and toys and games and learning resources for local kids who are walking past, and it's got sanitizer.
Well done, Danny. That is brilliant.
That is good. So people walk past and they just can read or play?
Well, they can just take things home to do with their kids, and there's hand sanitizer that they have to use before they touch anything, so nobody else can give germs, and to spread smiles, not germs. And I also set up a bear hunt. So kids walking past can look in the windows of houses for bears. Little kids can... Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Danny. That is superb.
That's a big thing at the minute. You put your bear in a window.
In the window.
And people walking around can see these bears, especially kids. Big in America, and now it's come down here.
That's pretty much what Danny said, wasn't it?
It really is. 100%.
Bill just repeated exactly what verbatim. You said.
I walked around last night looking for bears in the window.
Jamie Geelong. Hello, Jamie.
There's one in there.
How you going, mate?
Brag artist.
Yeah, I bought my wife for her birthday a brand new chainsaw and a ride-on lawnmower. First job with the chainsaw, we accidentally dropped the tree on the clothesline, so now she gets a new clothesline.
So a chainsaw and a ride-on lawnmower. Oh,
he's the best husband ever, are, James.
He's bought himself a present and given it to his wife. Unbelievable prizes. Run us down the prizes, please, Robert.
Well, one person's going to take home one of those TaylorMade home putting kits. That's a TaylorMade Truss putter, 9-foot putting mat, and a new Tour Response golf ball. Saw on Instagram, Onions has already pinched himself one.
No, well, Onions better get that out of his and put it into ours, because I'm having one of them.
It is Frothy Fridays on the Rush Hour today. Ooh. We are sending a slab of St. Andrew's Beach Breweries. We call them isolation frothies to someone's house.
Nice. Well, all right, who do you like, Fat?
St. Andrew's beers are going to Jamie and Geelong for being the best husband ever.
Yes, I
might
like
drop
that.
Them off on me way.
Bought wife a chainsaw and a ride-on lawnmower for her birthday, Jame.
Yeah, mate.
Nice slab of St. Andrew's Beach Brewery coming your way.
Can we give it to the say the Geelong Hospital?
You can give it to whoever you want, mate.
Probably can't rock up there with a slab.
Maybe not.
don't forget, you can order your St. Andrew's beer online, standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au. Free shipping over $100 as well.
Yes, someone will give it away.
And Josh out there in Diamond Creek gets the putting from TaylorMade. Yeah. I love that. He's going down to the local church with a whole lot of fresh produce. Josh, are you a golfer?
No, not a golfer.
All right, we'll find something else for you then. No point giving him a putting if he doesn't
actually
play the
church.
Game.
He can have the beer.
We'll send him the beer.
You can have the beer, love that. And Maddie from Phillip Island. Hello, Maddie.
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Are you a golfer, Maddie?
Am I a golfer?
Yes.
I've played a bit of golf.
Good. Well, your putting will get a hell of a lot better with the TaylorMade Truss putter and the practice mat.
And the balls.
You are legend, boys. Thank you so very much. And listen, and I'll listen to the Rush Out.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going.
I listen to the Rush Hour every night. It's bloody awesome. It's very awesome.
Hey, bloody awesome, bloody. Fine.
No, very awesome.
It's bloody awesome.
How good are the jokes, Matty?
Ah, Billy, I get a laugh, mate, most nights.
Most nights.
Hey, well done, Matty. Thanks for that. What about that for a brag artist?
Oh, mate.
Jeepers.
Gee, it goes off that. There's plenty of love out there, Jim. That's what we're saying.
All right, speaking of jokes, just to end the week.
Yes, please.
I'll tell you what we're doing tomorrow, Dead Set Legends.
Oh, yes,
of course. It starts us off. Rabbits, you produce that
show.
What's going on?
Normal show. Emma Rabs. Friedman, Jay and Joey. Billy's going to pop in at 11:30, talk up the Saturday Rub and the 1989 Grand Final recall.
That is. Now, Saturday Rub still without Brian. Thank you, Brian, because he's in isolation. But everyone else will be there. Duck, yourself, Fat, of course, Damo. And then after that, we replay the 1989 Grand Final, which was magnificently called last year. Bill touched the footy 4 times.
I did.
And Bunny chopped Gary Buchanara.
I was unlucky and he was unlucky. He didn't play again ever after that, after I nearly concussed him.
Come on, Fat.
But that'll be good tomorrow, the Saturday Rub. It'll be a bit of fun, Jim.
We've got
a good show lined up.
All right. So anything humorous to finish our show?
Yes, indeed.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's been a good show.
Very good show. We had Wipes McGee on.
We had
our man from Sorbon.
And Bernard.
And even though he's not working there anymore, he better provide us with some wipes.
I see. I'd like a couple of little
boxes. My Frank Thring's getting a bit baboon-like.
Is it?
Yes.
You on heat?
I am. With the rough paper.
Just let you know.
So I need some wipes. I've sorted out, McGee. Something humorous.
I am, Jim. I recently, Jim, started dating a blind woman.
Yes.
It was very rewarding, but also challenging.
Right.
Took me a long time to get a husband's voice right.
Oh, no.
But at least I know she's not seeing other people.
Oh, my God. That's just like completely inappropriate.
Tasteless.
As well tasteless. As tasteless and also not funny. So three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
You got another one?
A little kid said, Daddy, how do stars die? Drugs, normally.
Oh, no. So even worse.
Just crap.
Just on a Friday. Just have that at 7 o'clock as you're heading into your weekend in isolation.
What's brown and not very heavy?
What?
Light brown.
The best for last. Woo! Fats in Korea, worst.
They're all laughing out there. It's three of the best. Three you got. That's right, you Russ Ellen. You got three of the best.
See you Monday. You are the king of the divan. Quel mérite d'ambassade.